Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin and daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin on a base. Again, just to announce that we started availabilities for sponsorships. If anybody's interested in being both giving to tzedakah and to be supporting Torah, there are opportunities for daily, for weekly. Just contact the link on the Project Sinai website. Great opportunity for a mitzvah, and Beis Hashem, we look forward to hearing from all of you. Okay, let us continue. Ayin daf ayin ches and kedushin. We are on ayin zayin and mabez, and Hashem yazar with my throat today. But Baruch Hashem, siyata teshmaya. Oh my, it got cold. Those of you who are not in Israel, not freezing, but cold for Israeli standards, and that's why a lot of us here felt the change of weather. Amar Rava. Where is it? What's the source that chalala only comes from Minister Kahuna? That's what we said before. Somebody's balachoso. It is. He makes her into a zona, not into a chalala. Chayvei Krisos do not include chalala. The Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows: Lo yomar grusha b'kohen gadol, v'teisi b'kavachor mikohen hedyot. Why does it have to say the iser of grusha by a kohen gadol? Just say it by Kohen Hedyot, and I will know it from a Kalvachomer. V'yana Amina, and I would know. Hashda l'Kohen Hedyot, Asura l'Kohen Gadol, mi boy. If a Grusha does to a Kohen Hedyot, surely to a Kohen Gadol. After all, Kohen Gadol has more Isurim. So you don't need to say Grusha by Kohen Gadol. So Lama Nemra, so why does it have to repeat Grusha? The Isur of Grusha by Kohen Gadol. To teach me, Kishim Shechaluka, Grusha Mizone v'Chalala v'Kohen Hedyot. Just like these are three separate Isurim by Kohen Hedyot. And if you could do all three of this, all three separate Isurim, Kach Chaluka v'Kohen Gadol. So too by Kohen Gadol, they're all separate. So ask the Gemara again, Pshita Migra Gara. So again, it'll be a kavachomer. If they're all separate by a kohen hedyot, it'll be obvious that it's all separate by a kohen gadol. So what's it teaching me? So Ella, this is what it's teaching me. Kishem shechaluka grusha mizona v'chalala b'kohen hedyot. Just like all the yisurim are separate by kohen hedyot, kach almana chaluka b'grusha v'chalala v'zona b'kohen gadol. So to almana, which is only by kohen gadol, that also is a separate issur. That's where the extra word grusha is teaching me. By Kohen Gadol. That's line one. Line two, which is the one that's important for us. Chalala lamanemer. So why does it repeat chalala by Kohen Gadol? You know that from a kalvachomer. So answers the Gemara, ain't chalala elami yisur kahuna. To teach me that din. That chalala only comes from an yisur kahuna, even though you might do a worse avera. So that doesn't matter. Chalala is only by yisur kahuna. Line three of the Braisa, Zona lamanemer. So why is Zona repeated by Kohen Gadol? So Nemar kan Zona, v'nemar lahalan Zona. It says Zona here, and it says Zona there. Makan zarechulin, just like it says it by Kohen Gadol, it says it by Kohen Hedyot. So just like there, chulin, the Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Gadol, it says chulin beferish, that the children become chalalim, aflahalan zarechulin. So to by Kohen Hedyot, his children become chulin. So that's the Braisa, and one of the three lines of the Braisa taught us chalala is only from Kohen from Nisr Kahuna. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, if all this is true, Hilkach, Kohen Abal Achoso, a Kohen Rachman al Aslan that lives with his sister, Zona Mashvila, Chalala Mashvila. He makes his sister into a Zona and not a Chalala, because that's an Isr Krisus. That's not an Isr Kahuna yet. That's just a general Isr. But then, Chazar Ubalel, but once she's a Chalala, and then he lives with her again, Asa Chalala. So then she's a chalala because now she's a zona. Now she's usur, she's one of the isur kahuna. So now he would add and make her into a chalala. Okay, a couple of points to say. First of all, Tosfos Arash says, what about an isur chalala isur? We spoke all about yesterday. Once she's a zona, how could she become a chalala? So the Tosfos Arash says, maybe it was basachas. What do you mean basachas? Maybe she was a ketana. She was a ketana originally. The Maisha Havi Shte Cyrus La Acher Shanas is Chalala. The Asha Bonal Shdayan, the Basachas. Right, they both came Basachas, and that's how they can both be Chal. Number one. Number two, there's a big discussion here in the Mefarshim of the Ritva. The Ritva here says that, as the Kasha, I don't understand why you have to have a second Bia. Why do you have to have a second Bia in order to make her into Chalala? Why don't you say v'yamai v'habe ha'ara ba'alma na'as zona? Tchilas bia is enough to make her into a zona, as it says in Yavabis, and therefore when he's gomer the bia, that one bia, she should be a halala. Should be all one act. One bia should be enough to do both. First, the tchilas bia makes her into a zona, and sof bia makes her into a halala. Answers the Ritva, no. Very important, Yisov. Techiya brina dahara shma bia umechayev. When do you say that techilas bia is considered a bia? That's only when that's all that he does. Kishapirish lagamar biyaso, then the halacha consider techilas bia as a bia. Ava kishagamar biyaso, daito al gamar bia. But when he does a full bia, so then his das is on the gamar bia, hilkach. Bigmar bia havizonas. That's why, says the Ritva, it's all tali on one's das. If one's das is on Gemar Bia, so then that's what it is. The Divrei Yecheskel, by one of the great Achronim, Talmud of Brisker Rav, suggests that there seems to be a stira. Of course, Rav Akiva Eger, there seems to be a stira in the Ritva, because the Ritva here says it's all about das of the person. But if you look back on the Ritva on Daf Yud, right, we discussed Tchilas Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona, there the Ritva says it seems to be automatic. Dafka bi'isha ta'alma d'tali kinyana b'daito. When do you say there's a suffix? And Rava Paskins there, daito al gemar bia, that's only by a woman where there's a kinyan involved, by kiddushin. Avo bi'yavama lo halcho achar daito. Kedesha nomar daito al gemar bia. Rabbi Yavama, you don't say. That's your b'fesh drips of Torah, shogi kemezit. Abba yavimto, you go by the ikra din, which is tchilas bia. Even if he is, says the Ritva, omid v'tsoveach, she daito al gemar bia, and he's screaming, my das al gemar bia, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you go by tchilas bia. Only when there's a kinyan involved can you say he's totally in your das. So there's a steer in the Ritva. Ritva early on Daf Yud says you have no control. And here he says you have control. So what's the difference? So says the Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Mem Aleph. Really, the Ritva holds Tchilas Bia is a Bia. But that's only Lomafreya. Once you did a full Bia, so then you can look back and say Tchilas Bia was a complete Bia. So when it comes to Yibum, after you do a full bia, you can look back and say the tchilas bia was the bia. But by a shame zona, if at the time, at the moment that you did something, it wasn't an aveira yet, it didn't give her the status yet, statuses don't come on mafreya. So therefore, that's why even if you want to say the earlier point is the mafreya considered a maisa bia, but still for the shame zona, you would not say that. So therefore, that's how you put the two Ritvas together. That is the Divrei Yecheskel. Okay. Continuing the Gemara. Oh, just one other important discussion here of the Rishonim. So the discussion is whether she's a Zona, whether she's a Chalala. So let's say she becomes a Chalala. Let's say she becomes a zona, and there's a child born. The child's a mamzer. What's the halacha of a kohen who's a mamzer? Does he have all the halachas of a kohen? I see. So that is a discussion right here on this line of the Gemara, where it talks about zona mashvila, halalo mashvila. The Meiri quotes two opinions: whether a mamzer kohen is allowed to eat truma. Achlokas, we've shown him. Kohen shabal achoso asa zona v'lo chalala ad shahanolen mimena mamzer v'lo chalal v'ochal b'truma l'da'as amachshir mamzer b'truma achashin ochalal. If he's a mamzer and not a chalal can eat truma, right? Because mamzer is another problem, but it's not a problem with his kahuna. The Meiri himself says that no. He argues, says, L'daitenu mamzer kezar gomerhu ve'ino ochel. The Meiri holds that a mamzer kohen cannot eat truma. So that's a machlokas. Machlokas rishonim. Can a mamzer eat truma? Can a mamzer be tamei meis? Can a mamzer be tamei meis? That's also a machlokas. The Taz has that suffix. And the Minchas Chinuch is the one that has a big discussion of this. It's him in Reish, Mitzvah Reish Samach Dalid. He discusses if the child is a mamzer, pshitus nireh, he's still a Kohen, and therefore he's not allowed to become Tameh. He quotes a number of Achronim, he doesn't quote this Meiri, a number of Achronim who says that no, a Mamzer Kohen does not have the status of a Kohen, and therefore he has all these Heterim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I have no idea where they got this from. Where did they get this from? A Mamzer Kohen is a Kohen. Right? Just like Yechayv and all, we had the Noda Behud a couple days ago. He's Chayv and all mitzvahs. A Mamzer Kohen, Mikol Mak, a Mamzer Kulam Eskimu Lazeh, even though many agreed that doesn't have all the halachas, Lo Yadati Magnus Ilazeh. I don't know where they get this from. Mehechi Tesi Lo Yehel Avdin Kohen. Finally, you know, Voda. Maybe that there's an Issa. But regarding other things, I don't understand why he wouldn't be able to eat Truma, why he wouldn't be able to be involved in all the other halachas. That is a question of the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Kohen Gadol ba'almana, lo kishtayim. If Kohen Gadol is that almana, he gets two malchus. Achas bishem lo yikach, one because of lo yikach, meaning the Issa Kiddushin, v'achas bishem lo yichalal. And the other one, because of lo yechalel, he's being mechalel the almana. What about a third one? Because he's being mechalel his children. So you're right. Meikra did you should, but it's a case where he didn't have a gemar bias, therefore there's no zera coming out. The Bichas Chinuch says maybe the same thing would apply to an islandus, right? Because then also there's no zera issue. Masiv Rava almana grusha v'loke if bishum shnei shemos. Let's say almana and a grusha. He lives with an almana that is a grusha. He gets malchus for two isurim. So my lash day shemos v'sulo doesn't mean only two, and we just said you should get two for each. Is that a kasha? So lo shnei shemos alzev shnei shemos alzev. No, it means two on each, right? Kiddushin and bia on almana and on grusha. So yihachim what's that? Kedeva seifa grusha v'chalutz eino chayv ala achas. So what about grusha chalutza? Why you only chayv one? So hachikabar eino chayv ala al achas ulo shnei shemos. No, one of them, which is two each, but two for grusha. So ask the gemara, what about chalutza? So chalutza is only drabanan, so that's why you don't get any for chalutza, but you get on grusha, but it means two for grusha. So the chalutza drabanan is chalutza really drabanan. Vatanya grusha eli al grusha chalutza minayin tabel over viisha. So you see, you learned that from a drasha. So usually drashas chazal are dinim d'oraisa. So yes, is the gemara no, not here. Midrabanan v'kras machta ba'alma. Really, it's chalutza is nisa drabanan, and the pasuk is just an asmachta. Asmachta, like we had the. Different ways of how to understand Asmachta, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin or so, there he says, Asmachta means HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it in mind, but he just left it up to Chazal to find the hint in the Torah. But don't take Asmachtas very seriously. The Rabbi Bryce, there are two different kinds of Asmachtas. Some are Stam or Rebbes, and others are real Limud. Okay, Amar Abaya. Machlokas Abaya and Rav. Amar Abaya, Kiddush Loke, Baal Loke. Abaya says, when you're Makadesh, one of the Isurei Kehuna, let's say a Kohen Gadol to an Amana, right after the Kiddushin you get Malkus. Baal, and once you have Bia, Loki, you get another set of Malkus. But Kidesh Loki Bishab Lo Yikach, Baal Loki Bishab Lo Yichal, as we said before. Rav Amar no, Baal Loki, once you have Bia, then you get two Malkus. Baal Loki. Lo Baal, if you only did Kiddushin, Eino Loki. You don't get any Malkus just for the Kiddushin, you only get Malkus for the Kiddushin after you did the Bia. Bishub Dechziv Lo Yikach Lo Yichalel. Because it says that Lashon, Matam Lo Yikach Mishum Lo Yichalel. Why is there? It is her lo yikach because it's going to lead to lo yichalel. It's going to make her psula. But if you never get there, so then you never get the malchus of lo yikach. The Rishonim here ask Tosfos Arash and others, if we say that you're only going to get malchus after the bia, according to Rava, so isn't it hasra safek? Hasra safek means you don't know if this is going to turn out to be an isser or not, right? Let's say I give somebody warning, and it's mesupik who his father is. Right, he was born at the end of 6 months after his mother got divorced and didn't wait the proper time, so you don't know his father is. Then he said, don't hit your father, and he goes and hits one of these men. That's Hasra Safek. You don't know, even after the Hasra, you know, whether he did the Aveira. See here too. Isn't it Hasra Safek? So what Tosfos Arash says, that's the case where he was Bekadish Babia. So it's all one act. Bekadish Babia, Rav says, don't do that anymore, but he was Bekadish Babia, and that's why there's no time lag, there's no issue of Hasra Safek. The Rabbi Chanan though brings up unless you say the Ritva says it's according to the Manda Amar Shmo Asra, but the lumpness behind this is the Achronim point out that the fact that the Rishonim ask isn't it a problem of Asra Safek? Tell me how to view this team of Kiddushin and Bia. Rabbi Chanan asks in Simen Nun, how do we look at Kiddushin and Bia? Do we say it's two parts of the Isser, half of its Kiddushin, half of its Bia, or is one an Iker and one a Tanai? One is the Avera and one's a Tanai. As long as you do that, this is Asr. Or is it a team? So says the Rebbe Chanan, like, would you compare to Akira and Hanacha? Right, lifting something up and then putting it down? In this road, it's off Shabbos. So none of the Rishonim ask before the Akira, hey, isn't it Hasra Safek because you might not do Hanacha? No, because it's one lengthy act. So if it's one lengthy act, you don't ask that Shaila. So you know what that shows about this? It must be that it's not one lengthy act. Because then they wouldn't ask the Shaila. It must be that this is two separate ideas, and therefore, maybe it's two halves, maybe one's a tanai of the other one, but it's not just two parts, because then it would be just like a kira nanacha, and they wouldn't ask the shaila. So that's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Continues the Gemara, umoda Abaya, b'machzer grusha. So Abaya, who usually says that you get malchus separately for each, agrees b'machzer grusha. So somebody is machzer their grusha after she marries in between, she kiddush v'lobal, she ino loka. Just malchus. Just kiddushin gets nothing because it says lakachdal liosol liisha merachman of aleka special din. You have to have the bia. The oyster is only the bia. Umode Rava, and Rava admits b'kohen gadol ba'amana. By kohen gadol amana she involve lo kiddush aloka. Even if you skip Rava agrees that if you just do Magla Kiddushin, then it's nothing. But if you just do Bia, then it is something. You do get Malkus for the Bia. V'loi chalel zaro ba'amav amar rachmana, harich yilal. And he's mechalel her with the Bia, even if he didn't have the Malkus. V'shneim modim machzik grushaso, and they both admit by machzik grushaso, shebov lo kiddush in aloke, that machzik grushaso is an iser within the context of Kiddushin. And if you only did Bia, you don't get Malkus. Derech likuchen aser Torah. The Torah answers derech likuchen. So there's a very important Rambam here, which is discussed at length, and anybody who learns this last parak, and this daf. The Rambam writes in Perek Tezvav Hilchas Yisurei Bia, every Chayvei Lavin, Mamzer, Mitzri, Ado, that's a Chayvei Aseh, but every Chayvei Lavin of Mamzer, and all the Yisurei Kahuna, all of them are only Chayev if you did a Maaseh Kiddushin first. That's the Shitas Rambam. If a coin just goes over to a grusha and lives with her, there's no malchus. That's the shita saramba. Right? She ain lecha b'kol chayvi lavin mishaloka al beila below kiddushin el koin gal debalmana kamoshi yisbar. But even including a mamzer, right? Only if you did kiddushin work. Echad mamzer says Yisrael, if Yisrael says a mamzer, kivish a balu achad kiddushin lokin. Kiddush lo baal ain aloka. Baal v'lo kiddush ain aloka. Unbelievable. Where does the Rambam get this from? So this is a very difficult. The Ramban argues on this. Ramban says, "What's the Ramban talking about? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara is a machlokas within Yisurei Kahuna. Within Yisurei Kahuna, you have a machlokas, but nobody has a discussion about it by a mamzer." So the Magen Mishnah quotes a long tshuva of that the Chachmi Lunel asks this question to the Ramban. What are you talking about? So the Ramban says, "What do you mean? I have a mufush Gemara. This Gemara says the Ramban is not just about Yisurei Kahuna. When it says Rava admits by Kohen Gadol ba'almana." That you get Malkus even without Kiddushin, you know what he's saying? Only there. Rava admits here, but Rava doesn't say it anywhere else. Anywhere else, even by Mamzer, that you need Malkus. And I pass on like Rava, right? Always pass on like Rava. Except by Yalkagam. That's what the Rambam answers. To the Chachmi Lunel, this Gemara is his Makar. That's what he writes, that you're there in the Magen Mishnah. He quotes that Shuvah. The Ritva also quotes here the Rebbe the Ramban. He says, what's the Rambam talking about? Where he says, Yesh ve'rabosenu achronim shilomede mikanta b'shach chayvi lavin l'machayvi bia below kiddushin. V'alas a klal. What are you talking about? He quotes Rai's other ways to understand the Gemara. He says that pashut muskal rishon. I don't know what the how else you can interpret this Gemara. That's the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritva. Continuing, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Basker Zachar Kabas Cholol, like we had in the Mishnah. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Basker Zachar Kabas Cholol Zachar, the daughter of a ger is just like the daughter of a cholol, meaning she's also psula l'gahuna. That did no saying, and that's what I would think. Ma cholol shabavi tibak sheira bito psula. If a cholol whose father was kosher, and yet his child cannot marry a kohen, ger shabavi tibak psula. A ger whose father was psula, he was a guy, in order to be psula, so surely his daughter should be psula l'gahuna. One second, ma cholol shkinisa rasa baveira. What do you mean? What about a cholol whose yitzira was ba'aveira? Maybe a cholol is worse because he was made out of an aveira. Kohen gadol ba'amana yochiach. What do you mean? A kohen gadol ba'amana will prove it. She'en yitzira so ba'aveira. Because a kohen gadol wasn't made ba'aveira and still bito psula. Or says, no, ma'al kohen gadol ba'amana shkibi yasu ba'aveira. No, but he's doing an aveira. So cholol yochiach. Cholol will prove it because he's not doing an aveira. Chazer adin, so we use the team. L'ra'izeh k'ra'izeh. Atzer ha'shev 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 have something wrong with them. Either their Yitzira was Ba'aveira or their Bia was Ba'aveira. Safani of Yisagir, she ain't a bro of Kolobita Psula. So too, I'll include Ger. Says the Gar, 1 minute. Malat Sadashava Shavenshki, she ain't from Sadaveira. There is an Aveira involved there. Somewhat. By a Ger, there is no Aveira. So where it says, okay, you're right. Lotema, Kongado Ba'amana Yochiach, Elaema, Mitzri Rishon Yochiach. Okay, Kongado Ba'amana won't prove it to me, but a Mitzri Rishon will prove it to me. Right? A Mitzri Rishon has no Aveira involved. Two Mitzri Rishas that marry each other, the child still cannot marry a Kohen. So Mala Mitzri Rishas get any royal love of a Kohen. What do you mean? That child cannot marry anybody if it gets just a Kohen. So Chala Yochiach, a Chala will prove. B'chazir Adin, and then we use that team. They both have problems, and their daughter is puzzled. That too also. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Both Chalal and Mitzri, and all those, Kohen Gadol Ba'amana, they all puzzle the woman with Bia. And Ger doesn't. So says the Gemara, yes, he does. Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Nami, Posel Bibiyasa. This is exactly where he learns it from. This is his makar that a Ger passels with his Bia. Okay, one ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Rambam writes, interesting, in Yisurei Bia, Perek Yotes al Chazayin, what happens if a Kohen marries a pregnant Grusha? If a Kohen marries a pregnant Grusha, the Rambam paskins, the child is not a Chalo. Not a Chalo. Why? Because what does Agamar here say? Yitziraso Ba'Avera. Yitziraso Ba'Avera. And that Chalo was not Yitziraso Ba'Avera. There was a Ma'aseh later on. But the child is not a Chalo because time that she was pregnant, he was not born Ba'aveira. The argument right here says the definition of Chalo is Yitziraso Ba'aveira. Next, Rabbi ben Yaakov Omer Ger, Tanya. Kind of sorry, I hope everybody could hear me. Tanya, Shemay Chay Omer. We're going to have three shitos now. Summing up, four shitos about what the status of a child of a ger is. When do you say a ger is like a Yisrael? When do you say not? Rishon Bayechai has the most makel opinion. Giyores. As long as she was less than 3 years old when she converted, she's kshir to marry a Kohen. Shenemar v'cholatav banashim achyu lachem. As it says by Midyan, Moshe Rabbeinu says, all the taf, the very small babies that never live with a man, those you can live with. Pinchas was with them, and how can he marry any of them? So it must be that he was mutter to Pinchas. For Rabbanan, Hachyulachem avadim l'shvachos. Rabbanan, what do they say? They say it doesn't mean you can marry them. It just means avadim l'shvachos. So that's Rabbi Yochashim b'yachayshita, that a geyor is less than 3, is kosher to marry a kohen. V'kulan mikra echa darshu, and they all darshin from the same pasuk. The Tosfos HaRash says it doesn't mean that they learn it half from the following pasuk, just that because of their shita, they interpret the pasuk differently. That's what the Tosfos HaRash says. So the following: Almana grusha lo yikru lahem lanashim ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael. That pasuk in Yecheskel. So the old darshan, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you go by the father that is called zera mi Yisrael, as long until the all the zera, which Rashi says the ikur zera, comes from Yisrael, which means the father. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is if the father's a Yisrael, then the child's a Yisrael. If the father's a ger, then the child's a ger. Rabbi ben Yaakov Savar mizera b'avi l'mikzah zera. Rabbi ben Yaakov says no, that as long as one of the parents is a Yisrael, not a ger, so then the child could be a Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Savar misha nizru be Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says as long as she was Jewish when she was born, meaning even if you have two parents who are gerim, as long as the child was born Jewish, that's all. And Rabbi Yochai Savar the fourth shita misha nizru besulecha be Yisrael. Only as long as her besulim were made the Yisrael, meaning when she was 3 years old. Right? The Gemara says in a number of places that less than 3 years old, besulah chozrin, the besulim grow back, and therefore we say that's Rosh Hashanah Chashita, that as long as she's 3 years old, by the time she's 3, she's already Jewish, therefore she can marry a Kohen. Says the Gilyon HaShasya, you look at Rabbi Kivagri, he quotes Ayin Sanhedrin, Tosfos Yimasal Katan. So Tosfos there, in the beginning of Perek Metzora Mora, asks, how could this little girl become Jewish? Right? If we paskin that there's no Zechia Daraisa for a Katan, so how could she become Jewish? There's no Zechia. There's no recognized Zechia. So how could she become Jewish? So he goes back and forth in this. He says, he's talking about money there, but now what about this? What about the Geirus, isn't that a Zechia? So maybe it's talking about a case where the mother converted when she was pregnant. But it doesn't work for every case. There, what about Ger Katan? Might be also called Das Bezdin. So he says, Zechia de Geirus, lo dummy l'shar Zechias. Zechia of Geirus is not like other Zechios, says Tosfos. Deshar Zechia, Demasha Bezdin, when Besin is matbel a child, it's not that they're being zoche for him. Elahu zoche ba'atzmo ubegufo shenasa ger v'nichnas tachas kanfi hashchina. It's a special type of zochia, not a regular zochia. And also the gamatzinu shavosinu nichnas lebris b'milu v'tfila. Also the Bnei Yisrael in the desert, there were plenty of ketanim that became Jewish. So therefore, that's why it would work. This Zechiyah is not like regular Zechiyah, and this Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, it could work even for Ketanim. That's the Gilyon HaShasya's Ha'ara here. Okay. Continuing, Amalei Rav Nachman L'Rava, so we quoted the four different Shitos about when is a Ger allowed to, considered a Ger, depending who his parents are. Again, maybe even he has to have one of his father Jewish, maybe he has to have one of the parents Jewish, maybe he has to have both parents maybe he has to have at least born Jewish, maybe even if it's not born Jewish, she has to be 3 years old when she becomes Jewish. Those are the four shitas in the Gemara. I'm a layer of Nachman L'Rava. Nachman L'Rava, what do you mean? Haikra Resha B'Kohen Gadol V'Seif B'Kohen Hedyot. If you look at the Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk is talking about Kohen Gadol, because it says Amman and Grusha you can't take, or just a psula, and the end of the pasuk is talking about kohen hedyot, because the end of the pasuk is talking about kohen hedyot, because it says that you can marry an almana. So do you ever have that tzarmalein? Yeah. Sometimes psukim get split up. Kasef kra hachi. Did the pasuk, does he ever have a pasuk that is supposed to be split in the middle? Amalein, yes. Dichsid, the pasuk says, all beginning of Shmuel. V'ner lokim terem yichabe, u'shmol shochei beichal Hashem. Right, the candle of Hashem was not yet extinguished, meaning the candle was still lit, and Shmuel was sleeping, right, in the heichal of Hashem. So, v'alohin jive bazar l'malchi beis David b'vad. What do you mean? Shmuel can't sleep in the heichal of Hashem. He wasn't from Malchi beis David. He was a Levi. So, ela, ner lokim terem yichabe v'heichal Hashem. So you have to say, he's talking about different things. The Nero Lokim, you have to switch. The Nero Lokim didn't go out yet in the Hecho, and Shmuel was sleeping. So you have to switch. He sees Psukim can be split different ways. That's why it's not a problem. the Kasha that's asked, Tosfos in Yuma, on Daf Chafei asks, what do you mean? But there's a halacha that you have to eat karbanas sitting down. You have to eat karbanas lamashcha in a special way. You can't eat karbanas on the run. And you have to eat kachi kachim in the azara. So what do you mean? How could the in yeshiva bazara? How could the kohanim sit down? So answers Tosus, Chafheyam and Aleph, three answers. Maybe they only ate sitting down kachi kalim, which could be in outside the azara. But you're right, kachi kachim they had to. Number two, maybe the iser of yeshiva bazara is only by dvarim that are not part of the avoda. But if something is part of the avoda, like eating, right, we mentioned in the past, Bailam Ochlim, Kodim Ochlim, Bailam is Kaprin. So then there's no problem, there's no Isra of Yeshiva Bazar. But here's another one, this is it's an exception to the rule. That is Tosfos in Yuma. There's a fascinating Tosfos Rid that I saw quoted, which I found in Yuma Davav. Tosfos, he asked this question. He's talking about the beginning of Yuma, where the Kohen Gadol sleeps there the whole week. How can he sleep there the whole week? Right, in Yeshiva Bazar. Says Tosfos Rid that Isser only applies in the airspace of the Azara, not in every place that has Kedusha of the Azara. So in the offices that are around the Azara that have Kedusha, that's not a problem. Because it's only where it can be seen. But where there's a wall, there's a mechitza, there's no problem. That's not Derech Zilzel, and that's where they must have gone. All Kashi Kasha must have been in the Lushachos, in the offices, not in the Azara itself. That's Ein Yeshiva Bazara. There's an amazing Radak on this Pasuk. The Radak says, how do you know this Chazal is right? That you split the Pasuk? He says, if you look in the Pasuk, it says, V'nero l'kip term yechbeh u'shmuel shochev esnachta. Behechal Hashem eshashem aron elokim. Why is there an esnachta there, says the Radak? After the word shochev, there's a break. Hechal Hashem is going back onto Ner. That is the Radak. So look at the Mefarshim. What do we have to know? What do we have to know about the candle before Shmuel gets his first nevuah? So the Mefarshim they discuss. What do we have to know the Ner for? Okay, I'm just gonna try to hold out to finish it up. Okay, continuing. V'almana asher tiyah almana mikoyni kachu. The pasuk there says in Yecheskel, then the almana, the kohen's allowed to take an almana from a kohen. So mikoyni Yisrael lo. Well, you're only allowed to take an almana that was married to a kohen, not to a Yisrael. So achikamer mikoyni kachu mishar kohenim mikachu. No, it just means all kohenim to take, not the kohen gadol, but all other kohenim can take an almana. Tani nami hachi also mikoyni kachu mishar kohenim mikachu. That's what it means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says ben amesiyim mikoyni kachu. It means from those who are allowed to marry kohenim. From their daughters you could take. And if you do the time, and he's going according to his reasoning that we had already in our Mishnah. To Amar Basker Zachar Kvaskol Zachar. If you can marry his daughter, you can marry his almana. That's the drasha that he learns from this pasuk as well. Rabbi Yossi said, as long as a kid is born Jewish, he can marry a kohen. The daughter. Amar of Hamnunim Shvei De'ula Alach Rabbi Yossi. Really, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Even if both parents are Ger and Giores, the child can marry a Kohen. The daughter. V'chein Amar Rebchana Alach Rabbi Yossi. But Mishum Shchar Beis Hamikdash. No Kohanim Silsu Ba'atzman. But since the Churban, the Kohanim went on a higher level, a higher standard, and therefore they raised themselves up. Like Yosef was Misal Sabasairo. He raised his hair up. So Silsu Ba'atzman, they raised themselves. Kerbazman Yaakov. Meaning they required at least one parent being a born Jew. Amr of Nachman, Amr Lihuna, Bali Malik Morim Lo. If they come to ask a psak, then you tell him, Kerbaz Ben Yaakov, you should have at least one parent who's Jewish. Nasa, but once he gets married, he must be Nosa Mimanik Rabbi Yossi. But if you're already married, a born Jew, that's all you need. Okay, next. So we're about to get into the sugya of the Ne'emanus of the father. Ne'emanus of the father called Yakir. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim, what is this What is it based on? It's Tzafas Faneach as the Chakira. Is it a din of Eidos? Is it a Gzeiras HaKasuv? Nafkaminas. But either way, the father has Ne'amanas about his son to say that he is a firstborn. So Ha'omer Beniza Mamzer Eino Ne'aman. Somebody says, my son is a Mamzer. He is not believed. He can't go that far. Say the there's a mamzer. We discussed a few days ago. How can he say this? Ain't the mesa masma rasha. That was a few days ago. We discussed shogeg, some other way out of that. But he's not believed. Rashi says why? Why isn't he believed? Because he's a karov and he's not kosher to be made on him. Karov etzlo, veina kosher l'hadalav. That's what Rashi says. The Ran quotes Rashi and says, I don't think that's true. He's a cheskas kashrus. He's a cheskas kashrus. I don't know why he wouldn't be believed. The Ran doesn't answer that question. He just says. That's the he argues with Rashi. So you're not allowed to believe to say your son's a mamzer. Even if both parents admit that the fetus in her right now is a mamzer, what's the afilu? We'll see in the Gemara. If this says no, when it comes to the child, the unborn fetus, they are believed. My vafilu shneihem. What does it mean vafilu? So lomi boy comers. Not only lomi boy you, not only the father delo kimle that doesn't know for sure. Right, he wasn't at the birth. Ela afilu is. We could have the shir on. Fathers in the birthing room. Ela filu ihi de kimla lo mehemna. But even she who knows exactly who her son was, even she's not believed. The mesay is a mamzer. But lo mebay hechad is lechaskas kashrus to lo mehemni. Not only where he already has a chaskas kashrus, and they're trying to uproot it, are they not believed? Ela filu uber nami to less lechazak of the kashrus lo mehemni. Even this unborn child who does not have a chaskas kashrus yet also is not. They're not believed in that case either. Why? We'll have to look at the Mefarshim. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ne'amana. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed. They are believed in that case. Kidetanya, Yakir and Alachirim. The pasuk Yakir by Bechor means he could recognize and let everybody know who he is. Mikana Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Nem Adam Lomer Zebani Bechor. Brings his belief to say his son is a Bechor. Ekshem Shenem Adam Lomer Zebani Bechor. Taknam Adam Lomer Zeben Grushav Zemech Elusa. That he is a puzzle. Chum Amrim Eino Nemar. No, he's not believed. So Amrim Leviyim Nachman Leviyisla. But Lerava Bishna Lerabbi Yehuda. According to Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand. Hainatus of Yakir. What's the Chiddush of Yakir? To tell me he's believed even to say his son is puzzle. El Rabban and Yakir Lameli. But according to Rabban, what do you need Yakir for? We'll get back to that question in a second. First, let's finish. Bitzara Chakeira. No, it's talking about a case where you need a hacker. For example, a Mayhel Chasah, Losis Lo Pishnayim, to give him a double portion. This is Pshita Lamali Kura. What do you mean? What do you need a Pasik for that? It's obvious. Migo Di Boy Misvale Matana Milo Yavile. You can give him all his money right now as a present. See? So it's you don't need a Pasik to tell me this belief to say he should get double. So Bar says, you're right. Bin Nechasim Shenath Lachmikan. We're talking about a case of Nechasim that he got afterwards. After this declaration, so then Ein Adam Nosi Davar Shlo Bala Olam. What if you hold Adam Akher Davar Shlo Bala Olam? So then, what do you need the Yakir for? Shenafu Lo Kshu Goseis. When Nechasim fell, when he was a Goseis later on, when you're a Goseis, you can't give him Matana. So therefore, that's the Nechasim that are being included in the Kiddush of Yakir. Ask the Ksos the following question. The Ksos adds on the Ramban. The Ramban, we know, adds on certain mitzvot which he thought the Rambam forgot, both in the Assays and the Los Assays. So mitzvah number 12 that he thinks the Rambam forgot is that you're not allowed to withhold a double portion from your oldest son. It's an Issa Daraisa. Right? That's what the Ramban counts. Shimnanu, Menichilanu, Abanim, Me'ever, Bechor, Ben Abed. V'yal Tachshov, says the Ramban. One more minute. Don't think that this is just a mitzius. He can't, but it's not an aveira. It is an aveira. Anything that you do to say that your son's not going to get a double portion is an aveira. And then he says, Vanira, there's a mitzvah zaseh involved here. Mitzvah shu chayiv lahakiro v'lasis lo pishnayim. It's a positive mitzvah. Ask the Ksos, what does the Gemara here say? What's Yakir teaching me? It's extra. According to Ramban, it's teaching me that it is a mitzvah. It says, Bechidish. So the Ksos in Simon Reish Pei Aleph asks, according to Ramban, how do you read this Gemara? How do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says, what do you need Yakir for? Coming up with cases. You need it to tell you there's a mitzvah of Yakir, according to the Ramban. Doesn't answer the question. The Arsameach and Ilchas Nachalas answers the question. He says, when does the Gemara ask Yakir? He says, what do you need it for? And then, Havamina, the Gemara did not know there was a mitzvah. Right, the Gemara didn't know there was a mitzvah originally. To call Kamad, lo yada Gemara v'svara. If the Gemara, until the Gemara figured out a case where you couldn't just give your stuff, right, you thought it was all based on Migos, then we thought there was no mitzvah. Only once the Gemara comes along and says, no, there are cases where you cannot just give it. Goseis, or Davish Labala Olam. Only there, now you see the father has power, only now do we know that there's a mitzvah involved. So the Havamina says, there are some we didn't know. So he says, only at the end, there is a mitzvah known. Upashut Ma'od, answers the in Perek Beis. Okay, that's that. And there's more to talk about here, but Hashem, we will continue. Beth Hashem, I hope the voice gets better by tomorrow. Anyway, everybody should have a Chanukah Sameach.